Live at Carson Sports Bar and Grill.
Good evening and welcome to another KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm John Coffey, joined by Matt Gorder. And over to our left, we'll be taking care of all the giveaways this afternoon and evening. Will be Brent Barnett, our sideline reporter during Bearcat football. So, again, another busy show coming up this evening on the Coaches Show. We'll be talking with Northwest Assistant Football Coach Joel Osborne, also Northwest Cross Country Coach Scott Lorick, along with cross country runner Tim Grunmeyer and Northwest Women's Head Basketball Coach Michael Smith and Women's Basketball Player Ariel Easton. So, Matt Gorder, if we didn't have enough as far as sports going on campus, we've got men's and women's basketball starting as practice got underway yesterday officially.
Yeah, that's awesome. Crossover portions of the year are so cool because you get two seasons worth of sports taking place at the same time, and that's kind of what we're running into here in the next month or so. So it's a great time of year. Just gets better with the addition of a couple more sports.
And I think there's something going on this weekend on campus besides just a football game.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's going to be a busy weekend. It could be busier, but it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, homecoming this weekend. Obviously, the parade, one of the highlights Saturday morning with the game, and it really looks like attendance-wise, it's going to be a great turnout, maybe a record crowd of Bearcat Stadium.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, and I think it even kind of starts on Friday night when you talk about the Hall of Fame induction Friday night. They're going to have a great crowd for that. So that will lead into the even bigger crowd out of Bearcat Stadium and the excitement level, add to the excitement level for the whole weekend.
Yeah, and support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch or dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out, and more at 660-582-2699. As always, our thanks to Carson, Renee, and the waitstaff for all the work that they do throughout the evening on the Coach's Show. And don't forget, if you have any questions for any of your guests, pick up a question card and pass those along to Brent, and he'll go pass those to us, and we'll ask our guests this evening as well. Again, coming up next, we'll be talking with the assistant football coach at Northwest Missouri State, Joel Osborne. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coach's Show continues after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late-night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And we're joined now by assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State football team, Joel Osborne. And Joel, thanks a lot for being with us this evening.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's a great venue up here at Carson's. They do a great job, and looking forward to this weekend.
It's kind of a softball with homecoming week coming on to do an interview. It didn't get any easier than that. Excitement level is already high.
Yeah, when Coach Grohl asked me to speak, I just thought to myself, you know what, I'm going to go up there and have some fun.
Yeah.
No better time to do it than homecoming and Pittsburgh State week. So.
And speaking of Pittsburgh State, I understand that you had a special visitor this week during practice.
Yeah, we did. We did. There was a gorilla that came on the practice field on Tuesday and kind of harassed our players a little bit, threw some bananas out there. But it was quite the scene there. Our players were not very happy with that.
But it seems like a fun way to start what could potentially be kind of a tense week, you know, with a good opponent coming up and maybe added pressure with homecoming. That seems like a good way to get the week started.
Yeah, it really loosened the atmosphere. You can tell our kids had fun with it, and no, they're ready to go. They're relaxed. They're confident, and they know the game plan, and they're ready to go out there and play on Saturday. They know their job is to win this football game.
And you're coming off a win against Lindenwood this past Saturday over in St. Charles, and I think one of the things that really came out of that game was the fact that everyone in the dress, from what I understand, had a chance to get some meaningful minutes on Saturday.
Yeah, we did. We got our guys in there. All of them played. Our starters got pulled after the first series of the second half, so that was good to see our young guys get out there and mix it up. I know special teams had a really good game. Marcus Jones with the kickoff return for a touchdown, and he's not even one of our starters on there. So we had guys really fill in, do a good job there, and it's good to see our young guys play. They got a lot of time.
I know we talk a lot about how important that is, but from a player's perspective, obviously, you know, it wasn't too long ago you were on the field. How important are those minutes before you do move into a starting role or a bigger role? How important are minutes in games like that?
They're very important from a standpoint of our players knowing their alignment, assignment, snap count, and being able to do it in a game when we're not there to line them up. I think that's huge for us to see that they can do that without our help. And you know, more than anything, we talked about playing a complete game, and we thought we did that from top to bottom, offense, defense, special teams. We finally put it all together last week.
And really took control of the game early in that one.
Yeah, got out on a good start. First three offensive drives, we got scores. Defense got stops all throughout the game, and really fun to see our guys execute at a high level.
What was it, obviously offensively, we talked about how it just didn't feel like things were clicking coming into that game. But you got the quick score right away, three plays in the end zone. How important was that to get the offense just kind of getting a better feel for what they were doing?
Yeah, I think that was huge because the first drive versus Lindenwood, we got our passing game going. The timing was there and the running game was there as well. And, you know, we started off with a play-action pass to Josadis, and then the next play we had another, we got a PI call, and then Randy Schmidt came in and ran around the corner for a touchdown. It's good to see everything go the right way. And we talk about doing our 1-11th all the time, and it felt like the previous couple weeks we were one guy away from having everything go the way we wanted it to on each play. So we finally put that together. That was great to see.
From a standpoint of maybe one play away that you're talking about, how much of that is just a situation where it's pressing just a little bit, and once you were able to get some positive things going early in the game where they were able to relax, is that one of the big keys there?
I think so. I know from a player's perspective, when you start off sluggish, it's tough to sometimes get yourself going and to shake it off. You sometimes start to press. Whereas if you start off on a good note and you get in a groove a little bit, you relax, and you know the game plan is there and it's working, and you start to play with more confidence, and that helps.
And a lot of guys get their hands on the football on Saturday, especially in the receiving or in the passing game, and a lot of receivers. Was that something you guys anticipated might be able to happen, or did it just kind of play out that way?
I really feel like our guys, especially at quarterback Brady and Zimmerman and Schmidt, do a good job of spreading the ball around and don't just target one guy. And that's what's really dangerous about our offense, is because we have multiple guys that can make plays. And, you know, I think it just kind of happened. You know, guys were ready to go and just doing their 1-11th and doing a good job at it.
Talked about Randy Schmidt. Let's just talk about what he adds to the offense. You're able to use him in so many different ways. Obviously, he's a backup quarterback, but you used him as wide receiver. He's been lined up as a running back as well. And what are some of the things that you're able to do with him that really makes it exciting to have him as part of your team?
Well, he's just so dynamic. You know, he's a junior in high school. He's a first-team All-State receiver. And then his senior year, they moved him to quarterback and rushed for 1,800 yards and threw for 1,700. So he's a dual threat, a true dual threat. When he's in at quarterback, he can throw it, he can run it, he can line up at receiver, do a lot of different things. He plays special teams. So he's a complete football player, and we try to use him as a weapon to our advantage.
You got him as a wide-ranging weapon. You've got a couple of defenders that have seen some snaps on offense this year. It just seems like it kind of speaks to the type of athletes you guys recruit. I'm guessing there's probably even more out there that could potentially play on both sides of the ball as well.
Yeah, some of those guys have done a really good job on our goal line package. Volstead playing fullback. I think he has 2 touchdown catches.
Yeah.
He may have more touchdowns than a couple of our receivers and give him a hard time, but he does a good job and is very physical at the point of attack. And then Bevins has came in and done a really nice job as well playing tight end. So guys have really bought into that, and they come up and study the film, and they know what they're doing. They know their responsibilities, and they go out there and they execute. And those guys were really good athletes in high school. They didn't just play defense. They played everything. They played multiple sports, and they do a good job for us.
And I think that's something, and talking with you and AD in the past, that you look at the athletic ability not only on the football field, but you like to see guys that play multiple sports.
We do, because I feel like if guys are playing multiple sports in high school, their room for growth in college is so much bigger, because then when they focus on that one sport, they're going to get so much better at that sport. And the other thing, too, is when you're playing multiple sports, you're competing year-round. If you're just focusing on one sport, you're just playing football. Well, in the winter, you're not competing. In the spring, you're not competing. You can say, yeah, I lift and I focus on that, but you're still not competing. And you want to be in as many pressure situations as possible. And the only way you can do that is if you're in big-time games. So those guys that play multiple sports, if they're in big-time games year-round, they feel the pressure. They know how to win. They know how to play with pressure on them. And that's what we like in our athletes.
And does it really matter what those other sports are? I know there's lots of options for guys in high school to potentially play, but, you know, you would assume wrestlers would probably be good linemen, you know.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
Play out that way?
Yeah, usually, I mean, particularly on the defensive line, Coach Wright really likes to have defense guys who wrestle in high school. If they're good wrestlers, play with good leverage, he likes that. You know, at receiver, we like to have guys that play basketball go up and get the ball. DBs, guys that can run track, they have good times. Same at receiver as well on that. So, you know, we like to have guys that do a lot of different things. And
now, when we're talking about two-sport athletes, you know about that firsthand coming to Northwest as a basketball player as well as a football player.
Yeah, I had a great experience here. Was able to do both sports there for the first 2 years. Actually, Coach McComb was a graduate assistant my first year here, and does a great job with our basketball program. The thing I really like about our athletic department right now as a whole is just how everybody pulls for each other. You're always rooting each other on. You're in the same building. You know each other really well. You know each other's kids. You know each other's players. And everybody does a good job pulling for each other. And that was a great experience for me just to be able to try that. I mean, I loved basketball, loved football, but ultimately my love was with football, and that's what I went with.
When you talk about this year's team, now that you've had as complete a game, as you said, as you've played so far, have you seen that confidence level carry into practice this week? I mean, I know you have a confident team to start with, but do you see the level change just a little bit when you do have a game like you had Saturday?
I do. I think our guys' confidence is really high. I think it's because of their preparation from last week, and they went out and they executed, and they know that if they prepare like they did last week and raise their level, that we're going to go out there and play well.
I would imagine, too, a game such as last week, from a morale standpoint, where everybody had a chance to play meaningful minutes, it really makes a lot of difference for some of the guys that have been working hard in practice and backing up some of the top players, where they get a chance to get out and play, and it makes it a little more worthwhile for them as you go into this week's practice.
It really does, because they work just as hard as the starters. They're up there watching film. They're lifting weights hard. They're doing everything that a starter should do, and they're not getting the benefits until they get in that action. So when they get that game action, that really helps them, gives them confidence that all the work they're putting into it is worth it.
You know, speaking of getting attention for all the hard work, even starters, when you look at statistics, you don't have a lot of guys with great statistics, because you have so many guys that are able to do, as you say, their 1/11th. And that seems like it takes a special mentality from the players as well to be able to accept the fact that, I mean, we're a numbers-driven society. You know, they may not have big numbers, but they're going to get wins.
Yeah, that's huge for us. I mean, we're looking for guys that want a number one win. How important is winning to you? If it's important to you, we want to recruit you. If it's not, then you're probably not our type of guy. You know, because when you get here, if you're not going to buy into that mentality, well, it's not going to work out for you. And so those guys that are on our team right now, especially on our offensive skill positions, those guys do a great job of being unselfish. Guys on the O-line, D-line, they're always unselfish. Guys in defense, I think those guys are always unselfish. But, you know, particularly at the skill positions, it's hard to find those guys, and we have them. And that's one of the things that really carries through our team.
Now, you work with the receivers, and just talk a little bit about this year's receiving corps and some of the things that's really impressing you about what you're seeing out of your receiving group right now.
Well, we've had guys step up, and By that, I mean we have our best receiver right now not playing. And other guys have stepped up in his absence. Jason Josaitis is really doing a good job of leading our team, being very consistent. He's catching a lot of balls right now, getting yards after the catch. Corey Jackson has stepped up as well. Corey's a big receiver, can run really well, can stretch the defense, and then we get to the red zone, you can use him there at his size and his ability to go up and get the ball. And then we've had some guys come along. George Seals really started to come on, and he's doing a good job for us, and we're really targeting him right now in the passing game, and he's helped us out a lot and really stepped up. And then you got guys like Marcus Wright, who are a tight end, but we're flexing him out and playing him at receiver. Man, those tight ends that can flex out like that, him and Clayton Wilson, and then you got Sheber and Viss, those guys are doing a really good job being versatile. It's hard to play tight end in our offense because you got to line up at the point of attack. You got to be able to flex out and run routes. You got to be able to block in space. You got to be able to block in protections as well as the run game. So those guys are doing a really good job. If we didn't have those guys, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do.
It seems like you may also have the best blocking group of wide receivers in the conference, if not in the country. I mean, they do a tremendous job.
They really take pride in that. We have a saying, if you don't block, you don't catch the rock. So they really buy into that, and they know every time that they go out there to line up, they have to do their alignment assignment snap count, and that includes blocking. And if they don't, they're not going to play. And that's a big emphasis for us. They know that when we get a big play in the running game, more than likely, their block springed it because of the downfield. And if they don't have that downfield block, you're not going to get the big run. So we really buy into that at receiver, and guys do a good job. And it really starts with our upperclassmen. Those guys really take that to heart. Do a good job.
Well, it's really been a tradition for Northwest going back even before you came into the program, where it seemed like that's just something that's been required out of receivers throughout this run the Bearcats have been on.
Yeah, it really has. And whenever I transitioned from quarterback to coaching the receivers, that was an easy transition because the guys already believed in that. They had already been taught that and coached that, and we've just continued it.
Talk about with this week, this seems like a Pittsburgh State team that's very athletic. I mean, you face some good athletes, but all around, it seems like maybe this is the most athletic team that you guys will see this year.
Yeah, very athletic. They have dangerous weapons on offense. Their defense is extremely fast and physical, and they all can run. I mean, they're all the great size for defensive backs, as well as one thing that comes to my mind. They're all about 6 foot or taller, and they can run. They can cover a lot of ground, and it's a very dangerous team. The thing that's dangerous about them is they're really good on special teams. They're a lot like us. They put their starters on special teams. It means a lot to them. So, they're a great team. They're coming up here with their backs against the wall, and they know if they lose this weekend that, their chances for the playoffs with two losses in our region is not very good. So, they're a dangerous team. We've got to be ready.
Yeah, and we're talking with Joel Osborne. He's an assistant coach with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team. We'll come back and talk more with Joel about the big matchup coming up this weekend with Pittsburgh State. That's coming up as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at bittersweetfloral.com or at 582-5700.
W Bearcat Coaches Show, as we're joined by the assistant coach for the Northwest Missouri State football team, Joel Osborne. Before we talk more with Joel, we got a couple of giveaways here. At this particular time, Jessica Diamond and LD Young are recipients of our giveaways here. So we got LD over here, and again, Jessica Diamond.
He's close, too, so it's a short trip.
That's right. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Joel Osborne is with us. And Joel, this matchup with Pittsburgh State, a little bit different this year since, I think, the first time since 2001, the two teams have met on a campus site during the regular season. Now, a couple of times you met in postseason play on the campus site. But just talk about the difference now moving from Arrowhead Stadium to a campus site to face the Gorillas.
I think the biggest difference is going to be for us, our advantage being at home, our crowd. You know, that's something that we're going to use to our advantage. I know Rich Wright, our defense coordinator, wanted me to be very clear and get this message across to everybody that our fans need to be as loud as they can on first, second, third, and fourth down.
Take us through, obviously, as a former quarterback, having to face that challenge as the quarterback when the crowd is loud. Why is that so hard?
It's extremely tough because at the line of scrimmage, a lot of times you have to check the protection. A lot of times you have to relay the number or the play to your skill guys. And a lot of times the snap count. The snap count. It's hard for those tackles to hear the snap count. And so if you get the tackle looking inside at the snap count to see the ball snap, well, there's a half a second where Matt Longacre can be around the edge. You know, and that's a huge advantage to us because I know that their tackles are going to be extremely worried about our pass defense and our pressure that we can get with the defensive line. So that's a huge advantage to us, and it just our crowd's been awesome. I know that when I played, I don't think I've ever played in a visiting stadium where the crowd is as loud as our stadium is when our visitors are playing.
Yeah, it really makes for a fun environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, and it just gets everybody going, and really you can build with momentum with the crowd. I think that's a big thing.
Now, when you talk about looking for advantages, when you do match up so well with a team, or you've got another team that is as talented as Pittsburgh State, you really have to find little things, you know, because you're going to have both have a lot of strengths, but you got to find little things to gain those advantages in a game.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and I think that's the thing that comes from game planning, but the thing is you know, you want to put your kids in position to be successful, and if you can do that, it's up to those guys to go out there and do their best, and if that's all you can ask, you know. And our guys work extremely hard all year round for an opportunity for a game like this, and you know, this is why you come to Northwest.
Obviously, as seasons go, you see different trends with different teams, and under Coach Beck down at Pittsburgh State, seeing a little bit of a different type of offense than what it used to be with the Gorillas. It's kind of strange when you look down at the stats and you see a Pittsburgh State team that is so much more of a passing team than what they used to be in the past.
Yeah, Coach Beck hired Coach Rampe from Blue Valley High School, and Coach Rampe's done a great job down there. He was a very successful high school coach at Blue Valley there in Kansas, won multiple high school state championships, and he has a very dynamic offense. They throw it very well, they run it very well, and they do a bit of everything. So I know our defense is going to be prepared for everything, and that's the thing about Pitt is they're very balanced now, more so than they used to be. They do a really good job.
When you talk about preparing for teams, do you kind of have to set aside any preconceived notions? Obviously, you know a few things from playing different teams year to year, but things change when you prepare each year for that team. Do you start over, or can you still use some different things? How does that work?
Well, it just depends on the staff continuity, and they have staff continuity down there, so they do a lot of the same things that they've done past couple of years, and they have good people. They have good coaches. They have good players, good personnel, so they're going to do what they do. They're going to throw some wrinkles at you. You got to be ready for those wrinkles. You got to be able to make in-game adjustments and go from there. So we'll be ready.
How much of an advantage has it been to prepare for Pitt State this year when you kind of look at the way the schedule's played out, where you've been playing teams that have been playing Pitt the week before each, where you have a chance to maybe indirectly kind of pay attention to what Pittsburgh State's been doing throughout this entire season all year?
Well, I don't know if it's a huge advantage because when we're watching them, I'm watching their offense as opposed to watching their defense. So I've got to see what their offense has done. I know they have a lot of weapons on offense, been putting a lot of points on the board. You know, and then from defensive standpoint, they've been watching their defense, so our defense knows what their defense does. So I don't know how much more of an advantage it gives you, but you can tell that our defense knows their defense is really good. Our offense knows their offense is really good. So that's what you get from it. You get, I think, more of a respect factor for each other.
Obviously, Fort Hays State had success against them. It was a low-scoring ball game. When you see a game in the same season that a team had success, how much do you lean on, okay, what did they do that maybe worked? How much of that goes into, say, your game plan?
Yeah, absolutely. You take, well, first off, we look at all the games. We look at all the formations, all the personnel groupings, third downs, all that stuff. It all comes into play. You know, if you can find something that you feel will work really well to your advantage, you're going to use that. If it happens to be the game that they lost, then that happens to be. I just know that was a really low-scoring game. So from a standpoint of us using that film against them, I mean, they really only gave up 7 points. You know, and it wasn't on much. So their defense is really good. They haven't given up many points all year, so this is going to be a big challenge for us.
All right, well, Joel, thanks a lot for being with us. We certainly appreciate you stopping by and talking some Bearcat football here tonight.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Again, that's Joel Osborne, assistant coach with the Bearcat football team. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to women's basketball, as the women's basketball team, just like the men this week, out on the hardwoods for the first time this season as they gear up for the start of their year, which is coming up in less than a month. So we'll be back to talk to women's basketball as Michael Smith, the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, joins us after this timeout as the KXCV KRW Coaches Show continues from downtown Maryville, where I am Carson Sports Girl.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's broadcast comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of Bearcat Athletics and is open 24 hours. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's late night menu offers limited breakfast and dinner items from midnight to 4 a.m. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
We're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show once again this Thursday evening as we continue to talk Bearcat athletics. We're going to move to women's basketball here in just a moment, but we've got a couple of more giveaways here. Brent's been sitting idly by, so we're going to put him to work. Dorothy Baldwin. Dorothy is a winner. And Karen Hendrickson. Karen, and I think Karen may also win the award for longest drive to attend a coach's show, as she is from New Mexico. So thanks for visiting, Karen. Have a good weekend. I know you're here for the weekend, so enjoy. But guys, come on up, visit Brent. He's got some prizes for you. And again, we turn our attention to Bearcat women's basketball as head coach Michael Smith joins us. Michael, you've got an opportunity now to get back on the court officially, get back under practice today, day one. Is that right?
It was for us. Unfortunately, the 15th landed on Wednesday, and Wednesday's probably the day that doesn't work for us at all. We've got a couple of young ladies in labs,
yeah,
and then we got one in night class. So we had a small window between 4 and 6, and we were trying to go around volleyball and Ben's group with men's basketball. I said, hey, we'll just go tomorrow, you know. We'll save our excitement for another day, and that's what we did. And we had a lot of excitement this afternoon.
Well, talk about this year's group. As you take a look at the roster, there's a few familiar names on there, and then there's several new names as well. So it looks like an interesting mix to start the year for you.
Well, I know Bearcat fans are going to have to learn a lot of new names, and as well, so am I. But I think it's going to be an exciting time. It's, you know, I think it all started in the spring. Our returners just really came in, and, you know, I kind of joke about this now, but I was joking and said, hey, I'm not going anywhere, you know, because we went through a spell there where we had some changes in personnel, and I said, I'm not going anywhere, but there are some things that are going to change, and we've had some kids that have really bought in, and then that kind of carried over into the summer, and as I was, you know, you and I were talking a little earlier, I mean, we had 14 young ladies on campus this summer, working on, you know, in the weight room, working on their own, on the court, and going to class, and I think that says a lot, and I'm going to be honest with you, we kind of got that from our football program. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of our young ladies are around the football guys and kind of see the culture, and, you know, and they want to be a part of it. Well, it's not that easy. You know, it's a process, and I think that started in our postseason workouts, and then again in the summer, and then we had 6 weeks of individuals. As soon as school started, I think the fourth day of classes, we were allowed through the NCAA to work with our players, and it's just been great. But I think this summer was huge because, especially with so many new players, we got so familiar with each other and so comfortable. And with girls, a lot of times that's what it is. You got to be comfortable. You got to be, you know, comfortable. We talk about being comfortable, being confident, and then the winning takes place.
Yeah. Talk about the returners, the ones that you've got coming back that I know are going to have to play an important role in making sure that the team meshes this year.
Well, you know, you're going to talk to this young lady in here in a little bit, but I can't even begin to tell you about Ariel Easton. She did an internship with Joe Quinlan in the weight room this morning, so she was up at 4:30 or 5, and I think it just kind of instilled in her about the importance of being a leader, you know, and taking care of things. And I really owe a lot to Joe, and he's kind of taken over our group actually this year is from the weight room, and our girls are loving it as well. Last year we had a graduate assistant, and that was great, but Joe has taken a little bit of ownership with our program in the weight room and our conditioning and our preseason, and you can kind of just see the carryover from, you know, what he's been able to do with other sports and his passion that he has in that. But, you know, getting back to Ariel, just her leadership, she's matured so much. She stayed here over the summer, got a job, worked camps. I think she took 9 hours, and her grades were just phenomenal. I was just so proud of her. And, you know, she's a senior. So, I mean, this is her last hurrah. And so I'm really, really excited about what she can do, because I think now we've got her surrounded by other players that are her caliber. And so she doesn't feel like she has to do as much. You know, she could play within our team setting. And, you know, to do that, I'd probably have to tell you the next one that I'm just really, really impressed with is Shelby Mustang. You know, just a sophomore this year. She's dropped about 20 to 25 more pounds and really just done a phenomenal job in the weight room with Joe. Just, he's really just chiseled her, I guess, if there's a way, if you want to call it that. You know, she's gotten a lot more confident, and Ariel will probably tell you later that, you know, no one can stop her right now as far as our workout's concerned. Maggie's back. It's great to have Maggie Marnin back in practice gear going up and down the floor. Her confidence is starting to get there. She brings us another big body inside, you know, at 6'2", 6'3". And we brought in a transfer that's been a little banged up, but she's another 6'3 girl that's just the same size as Maggie. So we're going to go 6'3", 6'2", 6'2", in the post. And, you know, in MIAA, that's kind of been the signature of the MIAA on the women's side, is you got to have a big post presence in there, and I feel like we've got that. And, you know, we've added a two or three transfers. Point guard-wise, we got three really good ones. We got Taylor Scholl from Bradley University, and we brought in a couple of freshmen that have had a lot of success. Actually, they were both coaches' kids. And I think whenever you get a coach's kid, they're around the game so much that it's just kind of in their blood. And what better, you know, what better person can you have running your team as a point guard than a coach's kid? So I think you can tell with me that I've been excited every day, and I'm excited that we're able now to work with our kids 6 days a week, you know, and try to figure them out. And I'm really excited for our fans to get a peek at our women's program this year, because I think they're going to be pretty impressed.
You mentioned coaches' kids. It seems like those players are able to play with instinct a lot better, a lot quicker, not have to really think about the game as much.
Just comes natural. You know.
How important
Joel
is
Osborne,
that?
For example, right here, Joel Osborne.
Exactly.
You know, coach's kid. Coach. Not listening.
He's ignoring you. But I would guess, especially in the point guard spot, that'd be an important aspect to have.
It really is. And we went for about 10 minutes up and down today, and we've had two or three that have been banged up a little bit. So today was the first time we had 15 healthy bodies. 15. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's just competition.
Yep.
You know, going at it in practice. And we got done. Ariel and I were talking about it, and we're like, Coach, I said, Ariel, it's just first day. She said, Coach, it's a lot different. I said, yes, it is. I told you it was going to be, you know. So that's the thing. It's a process, as everybody knows. But I really feel like we've taken a really good step in the right direction with the type of kids that we've got in our program. And, man, they're in the gym every day. Like they're in the gym every day, shooting, getting shots. Coaches, the goal's up. Ted will text me, Coaches, the goal's up. The lights on.
Wow.
There was three different times on Sundays in the preseason they wanted me to come up and unlock the gym on Sundays.
Wow.
I mean, just little things like that, you know, and I'm like, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely the lights will be on.
Yeah.
Give me 10 minutes, you know. So
I know we've seen, I want to go back to Maggie Marnie. You talked about her coming back from injury. We've seen her perform. We know how she can perform. How much for her right now is just being on the floor and having confidence in her legs and that the injury is behind her?
That is the key. And it's, you know, unfortunately, anytime you deal with an injury, that's what most of it is just confidence of walking out there and not having to think, is it going to happen again, or is it, you know? And that's the biggest thing. It really is. And like you said, we slowly tried to work her into it. And, you know, today she was going hard, and she'll give me a look, and I'll give her a look, and she's like, you know, I'm okay. And I'm like, okay, well, then let's go at it some more. Because when you see her and Shelby going at it one-on-one in the post, and you throw in Alexis, and you, I mean, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look out, Emporia. Look out, Washburn. You know,
right.
That have those big kids always that we're going to go against. So, you know, we're a work in progress. There's no doubt about it. But honestly, we've got some really good pieces to the puzzle right now.
I know coming in, when you took over the position, you had background in Bearcat athletics, right? Now you've got a full year plus some. It feels a little more routine. How important is that going into a new season?
You know, it's good. It's good to have a familiarity with MIAA, obviously. But I think, again, it's kind of like what Coach Osborne was talking about. When you walk around Lampkin, when you walk around Bearcat, when you work around the weight room, it's a natural feeling. It's everybody gets along. It's what can I do to help you? The other day I went up to the football GAs. I said, how do I work this film editing system?
Yeah.
Because that's all they do. You know, the GAs are like, oh, Coach, you just got to do this, got to do that. You know, and it's just like, I mean, it's just little things like that that really, the little things.
Right.
It mean a lot. And so just being able to walk around, obviously Coach T stops by my office every day and we'll talk sometimes about I don't know what, but we'll talk. But that's great because he asks how things are going and, you know, hey, what can you do? How are things looking? You know, just little things like that. It's nice to be around a place where people that care.
Yeah.
And they do here. They really do.
Take us a little bit through, I guess, kind of process. November 14th is game one. You get practice started today. How do you work up to November 14th? How does the first month of practice work for your team?
Well, I'm taking a different approach. We've got five freshmen, and we're really counting on these freshmen, but it is new for freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
I use the word grind a lot with freshmen. So this year, we're going to go 2 days on, one off. 3 days on, one off. 4 days on, one off. Where, you know, we're required to take 1 day off.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go six straight days with five new freshmen, nine new kids total,
yeah,
the third or fourth day, they're going to be not worth a darn, you know, and then they're going to think about it for the next 2 days. So I thought, let's just go hard for two or three days, take a break, come back, and also taking into consideration all of our injuries. A little banged up. You know, Ariel had a back issue. Sam had a foot issue. Obviously, Maggie's still coming back, not 100%. Morgan Walker has been out for about 6 weeks. Another junior college kid I'm excited about. So I'm taking all those things in consideration to do that. We've got a couple Division I scrimmages, close scrimmages before we go on the road. And, you know, we're playing six teams that were in the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah,
and people ask me, and they go, why'd you do that? And I said, I have high expectations for this group.
One thing that I really like how it lays out for the team, especially when you talk about a young team getting used to the newness, is the non-conference schedule. You see a lot of Bearcat Arena games in there, and while I know it's important to travel to build as a team, and that seems like a good way to ease in some new players into college basketball life.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, we go on the road and open up at Wayne State and playing two teams that was in the NCAA tournament last year. And I told our ladies, hey, we talk about wanting to get there. We talk about that. Well, we got an opportunity to show that we deserve to get there. And if anything, those games are going to help us for MIAA because our first couple games in MIAA is at Emporia and at Pitt State.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going in playing some tough ones. And then, as you mentioned, we'll come back home, play some teams in front of our home crowd that, you know, will help us work on some things after we go on the road and play against good competition. Then that'll give us a chance to come back and say, okay, we need to work on this. We need to work on that. Let's get it done at home. Get a little confidence with our home fans and then open up MIAA play.
Well, Coach, I sense some excitement from you. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Well,
I'm not going to work quite as hard for the next month leading up to the start of the season, but I'll be ready to go on November 14th.
Well, we need some time, but I'm excited as well. And I think our kids, because, you know, our kids are disappointed. I mean, you know, we didn't get a chance to get to Kansas City, and I think 90% of our players, maybe even more, went down to Kansas City and watched the men. And that was the best thing. Because a lot of our girls were new last year, too. And they went down there and watched and seen what it was like to play in Municipal. And all the Bearcat fans that were there. And I mean, my family and I went down there, too. And here I am sulking. I'm excited for the men, but I'm sitting here just steaming because we're not down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the ultimate goal for us is let's get into postseason this year and see what we can do because, you know, we've got an experienced group. We've got some transfers in that have won, that are used to winning. And that's a lot of it. It's just kids that know what it takes to win as far as work ethic and things. So, I'm excited. I don't know what to expect, to be honest with you, because we've got so many new faces. But I know our kids are so far in the preseason. We've come to work every day. They've brought energy. They've brought excitement. And I had one to stop by today, and she says, can you send me the film that you showed us earlier? Can you email that to me so I can watch?
Wow. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I can't. You know, it was a freshman.
Wow.
And it was a freshman. So just little things like that, you know, that, you know, and it's all about the type of people that you bring into your program, people you surround yourself with. And I am excited. I really am, Matt.
Well, good luck with the grind, this initial grind, and we'll look forward to keeping up with you throughout the year.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That's Michael Smith, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. Again, got practice started today, and they'll be on the game floor for the first time just north of here in Wayne, Nebraska, starting November 14th. We're going to continue to talk women's basketball when we come back. Ariel Easton will join us, a returner for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. We'll do it right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV KRNW.
New Core LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. New Core would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at newcore.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuilding shops and garages. More at 660-562-0300.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work, as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546.
Today's broadcast on the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information available at 660-582-7196.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Schreck Auto in Maryville. Lou Schreck and his team provide automotive care from tune-ups and oil changes to brakes and major repairs. More at 562-4884 or at their shop at 125 East South Avenue in Maryville.
Back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. We're going to continue to talk Northwest women's basketball, but one more giveaway here. I see a little green card just in front of me that says the student body on it, and Mike Herring now owns that card. So I see Mike. He's not paying real close attention. There he is. Now he's got it. So Mike Herring is the winner of the student body gift cards. And again, anytime you come down to Carson's for the Bearcat Coaches Show, you've got an opportunity to win as well. Ariel Easton joining us, a guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. And Ariel, I mean, we can sense the excitement from your head coach, as we heard just a minute ago. Is it the same for the team, for you guys getting started with practice once again?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's very exciting.
Now, you said there was a big group of players that stayed back over the summer, and or stayed in Maryville, I should say, over the summer to get work done. How important was that to get ready for today?
I think it was very important because we needed that team chemistry out the gates, and now day one of practice, it shows already.
Do you feel like with so many new players, you've been able to get that chemistry? You're going to have a lot of time to work on that, obviously, but are you at a good point right now for the start of practice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We, like you said, it's just the beginning, and we got a lot more building to do. But as far as getting here over the summer versus last year when we didn't do that, so it's kind of a setback for us.
For you as a senior and for the other players that are coming back, what sort of a role do you guys have to play to help the new players coming into the program?
In my opinion, I think just keeping them on board with us and the things we had going last year, few changes, obviously, but just getting them on board with what we're doing and transitioning into this new year is the most important, and encouraging them, letting them know it's going to be okay, you know. Them being freshmen, mostly freshmen, it's a little different for them to transition from high school to college, so just informing them, you know, everything's going to be fine. Just keep you know, picking at it, and we'll be good.
Now, obviously, when you came to Northwest, you weren't a freshman, but when you were first on campus, what did you find were some of the biggest lessons that you had to learn to get comfortable and be ready to just worry about basketball?
I would say time management. As far as getting in on our own, and like Coach said, you see players getting in all the time this year, just on their own, working on their game. So just, you know, focusing on that class, on our classes and basketball at the same time was a hard thing, you know, coming from a JUCO. And it's a lot more demanding as far as time. So I know that they'll face that, and it's only the beginning, so they'll face that soon. And it's just a matter of, you know, knowing where to be and what times to be at them.
What's tough about this part of the season? You guys will have a month of practice before you get out and play a game that counts. I mean, Coach mentioned scrimmages and stuff like that, but is this a tough part of the season when you know you don't have any games for a little while, but you got some hard work to do?
I'd say so. Kind of tough, but more excitement than anything right now. And so once we continue to get to know each other, it'll get better. But, you know, those tough spells, obviously, last year, I would say coming off of losses, those are the times that are tough. You know, right now it's just we're so anxious to get a game going and, you know, stay on the court and playing with each other, so...
For you, as a senior, what are some goals that you have in mind for yourself and what you hope to see the team accomplish this year?
Long term, I definitely want a championship before it's all said and done. But I know the drive to it is tough, and we got to have all our 16 players on board, you know, fighting towards that. But personally, it's little things within the game that I want to change myself, and it's just knowing my personnel, knowing the players I'm on the court with, and what moves to make, when to take shots, when not to take shots. And I know that's something as a basketball player we all need to know at all times, but it's easier said than done. So
it is the only way to kind of get to know that and get to know your teammates, just to be out on the floor playing with them?
Exactly. Just getting reps. And coach does different situations, you know, as far as us being down, maybe on a team that's down five with 10 minutes on the clock, or any situational activity that we do within practice is making us a lot better.
Well, I know the anticipation level is high, not just with you guys, but with fans and everything like that. So good luck over this next month getting ready for the start of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Ariel Easton, a guard for the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team. As, again, they will get the season started on the court. They did today practice-wise, but game-wise, November 14th up at Wayne State in Wayne, Nebraska, when they take on Northern State University. We're going to turn our attention to cross country when we come back. They've got a big meet coming up this weekend, and we'll hear from cross country coach Scott Lorick when we come back after this on the Coaches Show on KXEV KRNW.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Dion and Jody Roush at Bearcat Lanes and Lounge in Maryville. Bearcat Lanes offers open bowling sessions daily, league bowling, lane rentals for private events, as well as programs for kids. More online at BearcatLanes.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at CarpetPlus.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville, offering specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, and a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More at PizzaHut.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering floral arrangements for all occasions. Bittersweet also offers scrapbook supplies, silk arrangements, soaps, and gifts. More online at BittersweetFloral.com or at 582-5700. Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, offering a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Time now to turn our attention to cross country and Scott Lorick, the coach of the cross country team with us. And Scott, you've had a couple of weeks off leading up to the big meet coming up this weekend in Hayes, Kansas. And just talk a little bit about some of the things you've been doing here in the last couple of weeks.
Well, our last meet out, we were down at Arkansas Chili Pepper Meet. It's about a 50-team meet. And I tell you, we just competed really well. And that was kind of, I think, a breakthrough meet for us, for our men and our women's programs. Yeah, it was great to run against that kind of field, a lot of Division I teams, and just mix it up with them. And so we've had a two-week break, and we're going off to Hayes, and that's going to be not as big, but it's going to be a very, very competitive meet, and that meet has just gotten bigger and bigger each year.
Hey, as far as running against some Division I opponents, what does that do as far as helping prep you for the rest of the meets the rest of the season?
You know, it's really just about running against good competition and not being afraid of it, not worrying about it, but just going against the best people you can, and you know, just bringing that out. You know, it's not about worrying about, you know, if you're going to get beat or something like that. It's about just being competitive, and you know, and just rising to that occasion.
Now, you mentioned you're going to Hayes, Kansas this weekend, an event hosted by Fort Hayes State. Talk a little bit about what they've done with this event. It seems like you were talking earlier this week that this has really turned into a fun weekend for folks in the Hayes, Kansas area.
Yeah, it really has. They've done a good job of developing a course out there, you know, off their campus, and then just a really good place to really do a lot of developing things and make it really an exclusive cross-country course. And so they're doing a great job with that, and also their timing of the year is really good. You know, it's going to be 3 weeks before our conference championships, and so they're able to draw not only teams from you know, our states, but also teams from the western side, like in Colorado, are a lot of teams from the Rocky Mountain Conference are coming into this. So we're kind of our merging of our two or three conferences, and in, you know, the competitive level, especially with the Colorado schools, is, you know, is great, and you know, gives us a chance to see some teams out of our region that we don't usually see. But it's just really adding up to being, you know, one of the most competitive Division II meets probably in the nation.
What are some of the things about the course that stand?
Well, it's flat.
That direction, I would guess so.
And you know, our kids like that. You know, and you know, in cross country, you don't usually get worrying too much about times, you know. But you know, when you run on a flat course, you have an opportunity to actually go after a time, as opposed to like our home course that's very hilly and very challenging. So you know, it's fun to actually you know, get a time along with it that you know, you can get excited about.
And what are some of the things you look at in a meet this close to the MIAA meet? Or you're kind of looking ahead here and trying to get some things where you're peaking at the right time for the MIAA meet?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, when we set up our schedule, we try to duplicate what we're going to see at our conference and regional meets. And those are going to be more flatter courses and you know, not challenging courses, we would say. But yeah, we're really looking forward to really gearing up and being at the top of our level from a competitive standpoint, from a mental standpoint. And, you know, and we're doing that. We're, you know, we're being very, very competitive. And mentally, I think our team is just doing excellently.
Now, we've got Tim Grenmeyer coming up, who will be our guest off of your team here in just a moment. You were talking before we went on the air here during the last break that he really showed some improvement last year, just from the standpoint of running the mile. And just kind of talk a little bit about some of the things he did last year as a freshman. It was really impressive to you.
Yeah, he ran the mile in high school, but he's more of an 800 kind of runner. And he ran cross country and all. So his freshman year was kind of an adjustment with cross country. This year, across, he's just doing great. He's about a number two or three runner and has really excelled. But really, the improvement that he made over a one-mile distance his freshman year is really kind of phenomenal. I mean, he improved about 15 seconds. You know, we're only talking, it's only four laps, you know, so I mean, that's a lot of improvement, you know. And, you know, he went from about 425 down to about 410 equivalent in the mile. And that's just a good time period. And then to say you just did that as a freshman and you improved that much, I think is really impressive. So, you know, Tim is one of those guys that's you know, really making our program strong. He's, you know, he's one of our top guys, and you know, we've got several young guys that are doing things like him.
All right, well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us, and have fun on the nice trip out to Hayes, Kansas this week.
Oh, and we'll take a lot of pictures.
All right, okay, that's Scott Lorick, the cross country coach at Northwest Missouri State, and we'll talk to a member of his cross-country team, Tim Grenmeyer, coming up right after this as the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show continues from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. At every home game, Hy-Vee supplies tailgaters across the Bearcat Nation with their line of Deluso sliced meats, cheeses, salads, and sandwiches. More in-store at Hy-Vee, located on South Main in Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Today's game is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We continue to talk cross country as Tim Grimmire has joined us, a cross country runner and also a member of the track and field squad at Northwest Missouri State. Sophomore out of Gretna, Nebraska. And Tim, let's just talk about your cross country season up to this point of the year. And overall, what's been the highlights for you this year?
I think starting with the home meet, it was just a really good meet to get everybody together, realizing who the leaders were going to be this year, having two of our top guys redshirting, so we needed to see who was going to step up, and we saw who the leaders were, and we just took it from there. We had a really good meet at Emporia State, winning that meet, so that was a great confidence booster for everyone, and we just took that into Arkansas last week, which was another great meet, I think.
Yeah, talking with the coach, he really felt like the team really showed a lot of good things out of that meet down in Arkansas.
Yeah, just being able to compete against high-caliber athletes in Division One and Division Two, it was a really good meet.
Hey, you come to Northwest from Gretna, Nebraska. What are some of the things that drew you to the Northwest Missouri State campus?
I hadn't heard a lot about it, but when I got the letter from coach, I just thought I'd visit just because of Division Two. I thought it would be a good size for me, and just being down here, I love the atmosphere that the campus and the city has. And when it came to talking to coach and meeting some of the runners here, I knew that it would be a great place for me.
Now, as you we talked about a little earlier, you run cross country as well as the mile in the spring with the track and field squad, and.